Sunday is carbon tax day. That was the cry of the opposition leader as he tried to censure the Prime Minister on the last sitting day of the Federal Parliament for 6 weeks. By the time politicians return to face each other again, Australia's carbon tax will be operational. But for now, they had one last chance to run their lines. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
It was the last question time before the six-week parliamentary winter break, and the significance was lost on no one. When politicians return to Canberra in August, the nation will have a carbon tax.
Sunday is carbon tax day.
Wanting to head off with a bang, the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, sought to censure the Prime Minister over the carbon tax, which starts on July the 1st.
For breaching faith with the Australian people, by introducing the world's biggest carbon tax starting on Sunday.
Julia Gillard normally leaves the chamber when a motion of this type is moved. Not today.
What a red letter day! What a red letter day! The Prime Minister is sitting in this chamber. For once, the Prime Minister is sitting in this chamber. Betrayal is the stock in trade of this Prime Minister. I regret to say it, Madam Deputy Speaker. It is a heavy thing to say of the Prime Minister of this country that betrayal is her stock in trade.
Manager of Opposition Business, Christopher Pyne.
When she first introduced a carbon tax, she said she was just doing what John Howard had done on the goods and services tax. That was the great conceit, that she compared herself to John Howard. Well, Prime Minister, I knew John Howard. I served with John Howard. John Howard is a friend of mine, and you're no John Howard.
The manager of opposition business will refer to the motion.
Her colleagues know it. Her colleagues know it, Madam Deputy Speaker.
Order. If you want to remain for the vote, the Deputy Leader of the opposition is warned.
They just need to settle down. Deputy Speaker, what we have seen from the Leader of the Opposition today and then from the Manager of Opposition Business is exactly the kind of negative contributions you would expect from an opposition that has got no policies or plans for the nation's future. And, Deputy Speaker, to assist those who want to have an index at their fingers as the Opposition Leader's ridiculous claims get punctured after the 1st of July, we are providing members with this, Abbott's little book of deceit,
no,
a ready reckoner,
so you can
see every
the member for Lyon,
day after day
the Prime
as
Minister
they are exposed.
Can desist.
The censure motion failed. In the days ahead, the Prime Minister and her ministers will be busy reassuring Australians over the carbon tax introduction on Sunday. Question time was also dominated by claim and counterclaim about the tax. Armed with a tape measure as a prop, the government frontbencher Craig Emerson told the Parliament he'll be going to Whyalla in South Australia on Sunday to check whether the opposition leader's prediction that the town will be wiped off the map comes true.
And I'll be taking my sky-high measuring device. Madam
the
Deputy
Minister
Speaker,
for Trade.
And we will be checking the height of the sky.
Will not regret
because
me
Chicken
letting
Little will
get
be
the
proved
question.
Wrong. The sky-high measuring device will show that Chicken Little is wrong. The sky will not fall in.
The Opposition's small business spokesman, Bruce Bilson.
I refer the Assistant Treasurer to his statement on Tuesday threatening small business owners with prosecution by the ACCC and fines of up to $1.1 million for displaying this poster.
All the posters are coming down.
How does he reconcile?
The member for Dunkley will resume his seat and the props will disappear.
The poster, held up by all members of the opposition, is headed Carbon Tax and Butchers and apologises for price increases because of the carbon tax. The Prime Minister says on Sunday the opposition's doomsday predictions will be exposed as false.
The Leader of the Opposition has been out there talking about snakes but actually peddling snake oil on carbon pricing.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, ending Samantha Hawley's report.